Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. This is a very important time and a very powerful time for all of us who are living in the physical plane of Earth. Various things taking place all over the world are reflecting the accelerated cleansing process that we're all going through. The light of God is increasing on Earth through the heartfelt invocations of awakening humanity, and everything that conflicts with that divine light is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into light. It is very important that we clearly understand that it is not the divine intent of our Father, Mother, God for this purging process to take humanity down the tubes. It is the divine intent of our God parents that we all use the tools that have been given to us from on high to quickly transmute this surfacing negativity. This will pave the way for the physical manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. So today we're going to explore these tools and the information being given to us by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth regarding the monumental opportunities that are being presented to humanity at this time. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with thousands of light workers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a force field of light that will serve as the open door through which the violet flame will flow to bless humanity and all life on this planet. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. And the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding day by day. With new clarity and understanding, we will be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope, instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from on high, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is now in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness we have ever experienced. As you listen to the information that's being shared today, know that I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Ask your I Am presence, your God self, for guidance, and you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you and how it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. During this hour, we will all focus our attention on the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or you're listening to this radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold through the collective consciousness of humanity, your I Am presence, and the company of heaven. I want to take a moment to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. As you continue breathing deeply and rhythmically, ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Through our collective consciousness, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as you experience this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, expanding and expanding through the divinity of your own heart flame. This divine love now flows through your heart flame into the heart flame of every precious person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of love spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is forming the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life are now ascending up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we all offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, her peoples, and all life evolving on this planet. Transforming this planet and all her life into the immaculate concept, the infinite perfection of the new earth. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now in this eternal moment, unified with all life. At this very important time, humanity is going through the final stages of preparation for the activities of light that will be taking place on this planet in August of this year, 2009. A lot of challenging things are coming up in our lives, but I want to encourage you to hang on because this too shall pass. I know people are going through many challenges at this time, but there is a purpose and a reason for what we are all experiencing. We are in the midst of an incredibly intensified cleansing process. All of our old, obsolete behavior patterns that have been based in greed, selfishness, corruption, and fear are responsible for the economic collapse being felt all over the world. This distorted level of consciousness is no longer a viable option for this planet, and it cannot be sustained in the new frequencies of the fifth dimension, the patterns of perfection for the new earth that are now flooding into the planet. This is true no matter how hard some of the old guard are struggling to hold on to the wealth and power that they accumulated through these unscrupulous means. Each of you who are listening to these words is intuitively aware of the need of the hour, and of your part in this unfolding divine plan. If that were not the case, your I Am presence would not have drawn this information into your sphere of awareness, and you would not be tuning in with us today. Nothing is happening by accident, and there are no coincidences. Know that you have been preparing for a very long time to assist humanity in quickly moving through this unprecedented purging process. You already have within you everything you need to accomplish your facet of this mighty feat. Listen to the inner promptings of your heart, and you will know how you can most effectively participate in the opportunities that are occurring now on this planet. The archetypes for the new earth have been anchored in the physical plane. These are the templates for the patterns of perfection that will exist on the planet once we complete our ascension up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimension. We are now in the midst of this ascension process. The archetypes that are being activated most powerfully at this time are the patterns of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have told us that the greatest need of the hour is for humanity to reclaim our divine birthright of God's abundance and eternal peace. Without these aspects of divinity being securely established in all of our lives, it will be impossible for the rest of the patterns of perfection for the new earth to be sustained on earth. This is precisely why awakening humanity is being asked to redouble our efforts in this endeavor. We are being called into action by our God selves and by the entire company of heaven. And at this time, it is necessary that each of us begin remembering and fulfilling our purpose and reason for being. It is critical that we all stay focused on the bigger picture, rather than being overwhelmed and caught up with all of the negativity that's being pushed to the surface to be transmuted and healed. It is important for us to realize that what we're witnessing when we turn on the television and watch the news or read a newspaper is the negativity that's coming up to be transmuted back into light. What we do not see as easily is the incredible light that is pushing this negativity to the surface. What is happening in very practical and tangible ways is that the archetypes for God's infinite abundance and eternal peace are expanding through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Earth. This is causing everything that conflicts with these patterns of perfection to be pushed to the surface, to be healed and transmuted back into light. Any person, place, condition, or thing that is out picturing the obsolete behavior patterns of greed, selfishness, corruption, and fear is crumbling away. All we have to do to confirm this fact is turn on the television and watch the news or read a newspaper. We must remember that there is no destroying energy. We cannot just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate the past. This distorted energy, these human miscreations that have resulted in the shameful, inequitable distribution of wealth on this planet, must be transmuted back into light. The only way that this will be accomplished is for humanity, the beings who created the problems in the first place, to invoke the light of God and project it into this surfacing negativity. This has to be done powerfully and effectively enough to raise the energy, vibration, and consciousness of these obsolete patterns into the frequencies of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. I know that this may sound like an impossible task when we look at the magnitude of what's occurring on Earth. But this is exactly what we have been training for eons of time to accomplish. And this is our moment. As the Hopis have said, we are the ones that we have been waiting for. I want you to listen to the following sharing very carefully and ask the presence of God anchored in your heart to reveal to you the truth of this information that has been given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of perfection. Because of the urgency of the hour, the cleansing taking place on Earth is being accelerated to warp speed. This purging process is more complicated and more intense than anyone could possibly imagine. For this reason, the clarion call for divine intervention has gone forth from the hearts of awakening humanity. Our heartfelt pleas have been heard, and the company of heaven is now intervening at this moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. Through the unified efforts of our I Am Presence and the company of heaven, the energy, vibration, and consciousness of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies is being accelerated the maximum that we can withstand in every 24-hour period. This is causing some stressful sensations and unusual symptoms in our bodies. But our I Am Presence will never give us more than we can handle or take us into a situation where our bodies would be harmed in any way. The first harmonic convergence, which took place in August of 1987, was the catalyst that began our ascension process into the realms of light. The divine intent of this acceleration, which is taking place within every human being at an atomic cellular level at this time, is to prepare us to withstand the highest possible frequencies of light for the activity of light that will take place during the 22nd anniversary of the first harmonic convergence. This will be August of 2009. 22 is the master number that reflects power on all planes and the ability to change the course of history. It is not by chance that we are experiencing the most intensified cleansing we have ever experienced 22 years after the initial influx of light that catapulted the Earth and all her life a quantum leap up the spiral of evolution. We are now in the final stages of preparation for this upcoming global event. Daily and hourly, we all need to deliberately be the open door for the light of God. We must do whatever we can to assist in raising our vibrations and to function from the harmony and balance of our I Am Presence. There are myriad ways in which we can participate in this cosmic opportunity, and I'd like to share some of those ways with you now. The divine intent of the facet of the divine plan that we are being asked to accomplish in August of 2009 is to assist humanity by helping to move through this intensified purging process and these tumultuous times as quickly and as painlessly as possible. The goal is that this will be victoriously accomplished in a matter of months, not years, as many are predicting at this time. Through the unified efforts of embodied lightworkers in the company of heaven, a divine plan has been set into motion to achieve this vitally important mission. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are invoking light workers around the world to come together, both physically and in consciousness, to fulfill this facet of the divine plan. Listen to your heart, and your I Am Presence will guide you unerringly. You will know in your heart of heart what your specific role is in this divine plan. Your light is urgently needed. Know that when you respond to your heart's call, you become God in action, and you are fulfilling an important facet of the divine plan for which you have been preparing for thousands of years. I'd like to share with you now what that divine plan is. Our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven are asking lightworkers to gather within the portal of the most powerful fifth-dimensional frequencies of healing and transmutation that are available in the physical plane of Earth. These energies pour through a portal that is known as the portal of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. This flame of healing is a resplendent emerald green flame with a violet radiance. It is the most powerful frequency of healing and transmutation on Earth, and it is the instrument through which humanity's surfacing miscreations will be transmuted into light at a greatly accelerated pace. The portal through which this sacred fire enters the Earth is in Tucson, Arizona, and it is the location on the planet where the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation is projected from the very core in the heart of our Father, Mother, God into the center of the Earth. From the heart of our Father, Mother, God, this sacred fire expands and expands through the crystal grid system to bless all life on this planet. The Company of Heaven is asking light workers from all over the world to gather within this portal of light to unite our heart flames. Together we will form a mighty transformer through which the light of God will flow to accomplish the most powerful healing and transmuting of humanity's miscreations ever to manifest in the history of time. It is critical that light workers from around the world be physically present at this activity of light so that we can form a powerful transformer through our united physical heart flames. All of the light workers who have been prepared to serve in this wondrous way on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth will know who they are through the inner promptings and calling of their heart. Listen to your heart and trust your inner guidance. Your light and love are needed now. Now, in addition to those who will be inspired to be physically present, there will be light workers who will join in consciousness from points of light and locations all over the planet. These light workers will project the light flowing through their heart flames into the portal of light where the light workers are physically gathered. Thus, our unified efforts will expand 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Every light worker will be in his or her right and perfect place. No facet of this divine plan is any more important than another. What is important is that we respond to whatever our I Am presence is guiding us to do. We must release all concept of fear and limitation, and we must trust and know that if we are being guided to be physically present within the portal of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, then our I Am presence and the Company of Heaven will assist us in paving the way. Know that this is true, whether we need assistance with money, with time, with energy, or with anything else to accomplish this facet of our divine mission. The vehicle that will be used for this gathering of light workers is the 23rd Annual World Congress on Illumination. This event will take place August 15th through the 20th in 2009, during the 22nd anniversary of Harmonic Convergence. The light workers will gather at the beautiful Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort in Tucson, Arizona. This is an exquisite resort that exists within the heart of the portal of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. All of the information that you will need to participate in this unprecedented opportunity is available on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. If you're feeling the heart call, go to our website and look at what is necessary for you to participate. Then respond to that heart call and trust your inner guidance. Know that whatever your guidance is right and perfect. Every person on this planet that has this information is a critical facet of this unfolding divine plan. So how are we to handle all of this energy that is flooding the earth in these final stages of preparation, through which our I Am presence, our God Self, is raising our vibrations the maximum that we can endure within every 24-hour period? Well, listen to these words and let me share this information with you. Again, humanity is in the midst of an unprecedented shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness. Planetary and celestial events are causing the frequency of vibration to be greatly accelerated within every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth. This shift of vibration is tangibly affecting every man, woman, and child at a cellular level. Even if people do not understand exactly what is happening to them, everyone seems to be aware that something very unusual is taking place in their physical bodies, their emotions, and their thinking processes. People around the world are experiencing all kinds of unusual things due to this accelerated vibration. Millions of people feel like they are in a blender or riding an emotional roller coaster as they go about their daily activities. People are having dramatic mood swings, which seem to be very out of character from their usual behavior patterns. Other people are having abnormal bouts with fear, anxiety, stress, and even panic attacks. I know there are a lot of stressful things taking place in people's lives due to the collapse of the economy, the housing debacle, the loss of jobs, etc. But at some level, this phenomenon is happening to everyone, regardless of whether or not they're personally being very adversely affected by outer world circumstances. People are experiencing all kinds of unusual physical symptoms as well as emotional and mental symptoms, which they have not suffered in the past. Many people are having headaches for the first time, or painful back problems. Others may not be able to focus their thoughts, or their short-term memory may seem to be failing. People are experiencing unexplained flu-like symptoms, allergies, excessive fatigue, sleepiness or insomnia, joint and muscle pain, digestive problems, dizziness or lightheadedness, and every other physical, mental, and emotional malady under the sun. Now, I always encourage people to have all of their symptoms checked out medically to be sure that there isn't anything occurring at a medical level. But usually when people do this, they realize that there is nothing medically occurring, and it's just a matter of this accelerated vibration occurring within their four earthly bodies. It is important for all of us to realize that the accelerated process we are going through is a very necessary part of the purging and the rebirth that needs to take place in order for us to physically manifest the higher frequencies of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Fortunately, the Company of Heaven has revealed very important information and given us some powerful tools that will assist us in completing this process quickly and with fewer painful symptoms. There are many very easy things that we can do in addition to using some of the tools and techniques that have been given to us by our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven. We can raise our vibrations by eating more organic, raw fruits and vegetables, and by drinking pure, clear water. We can also raise our vibrations by listening to uplifting music, thinking to positive thoughts, walking in nature, relaxing in water, reading inspirational books, and other things that lift our consciousness. playing, loving, laughing, and anything else that opens our heart and fills us with joy. As we move through this ascension process, we must know that it is not the intent of our Father, Mother, God for us to be stuck in this pain and suffering that is being pushed to the surface to be transmuted and transformed into light. Quite the contrary. It is their desire that we utilize the precious tools and use everything we can, all the techniques that are available that have been given to us from the company of heaven, so that we can ascend quickly into the fifth dimensional frequencies of harmony and balance and transcend the negativity that is surfacing to be healed. Then we can project the light into this negativity without having to be in the discordant frequencies. In the higher frequencies which we are sending into, we will gratefully experience vibrant health, eternal youth, abundance, peace, love, and abounding joy. These frequencies are available for us and awaiting each of us now. All we have to do to experience them is transmute this negativity through the momentum of the gift of the violet flame and lift up in consciousness into the higher realms of perfection. In order for the monumental unfolding divine plan that will take place in August to be God victoriously accomplished, each and every one of us, all humanity, needs to be vibrating at the highest frequency of divine light that we are capable of receiving. This is why the Company of Heaven is asking all of us to redouble our efforts during these next few months. Do whatever you can to raise your vibrations, whatever lifts you up and brings harmony and balance into your life, do it now with a redoubled and more intensified consciousness of joy, harmony, and balance. Between now and that global influx of light that will take place in August, there will be several opportunities for humanity to join together in global meditations to increase the light that we are adding to the light of the world. However, what you and I do on a daily basis by joining in consciousness with lightworkers around the world between now and that cosmic moment will expand the light on Earth exponentially. Our unified efforts will raise the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our earthly bodies into frequencies of light beyond anything we have ever experienced. This will catapult each of us toward the vibrant health, eternal youth, and infinite perfection of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This, in turn, will greatly empower our ability to be effective instruments of God during this unparalleled time of Earth's ascension into the light. We will infinitely expand our ability to be a chalice of light, through which the light of God will flow to transform this planet and all her life into the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. Those of you who are familiar with our work know that over the past several decades, we have shared in myriad ways the information for the powerful tools that have been given to humanity by the Company of Heaven. And this information is available on our website through the archives of all of our newsletters that we have released over the past several years. Much of this information is now being brought to a conscious level again. We can do these invocations. Many of you have books and tapes and CDs that have this information in us, and it's available through all levels of consciousness. We have shared it through our monthly free emails, through our radio programs. But now, because of the urgency of the hour, we have been asked by the Company of Heaven to compile these wondrous gifts from on high into a set of two CDs that people all over the world will be able to have easily available to them to join together in consciousness with light workers around the planet who are utilizing the same invocations, the same decrees, visualizations, and meditations. Together we will empower our ability to transform our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and we will be able to raise the frequency of our earthly bodies into the infinite perfection of our solar light bodies. Within these vehicles, we will be able to receive fifth dimensional frequencies of these energies to quickly transmute the negativity that is surfacing to be healed. We are powerful beyond our knowing, but when we, with divine intentions, join our hearts, our power is expanded beyond the comprehension of our finite minds. The Company of Heaven has said that the advantage of using CDs such as these will help us with our physical transformation, individually and collectively. And these things will allow us to join energies so that even when we are working alone in our homes, listening to these CDs and doing these invocations, these visualizations and meditations, we will be joining in consciousness with people all over the world who are using the same CDs with us. When we are doing the same invocations, meditation, and visualizations of thousands of people all over the world, our efforts are amplified through our group consciousness 1,000 times 1,000-fold. This collective consciousness creates a building momentum of light that our I Am presence can utilize to transform, transmute, and raise into the fifth dimension the negativity that is surfacing in our individual lives and in the collective lives of humanity all over the planet. This important set of CDs is titled Physical Transformation, and we are offering them at a reduced rate if you have the heart call or the inclination to participate in this global activity of light in this way. You can order these physical CDs. It's a set of 2 CDs or you can receive the physical set of CDs, or you can download them from your website through an MP3 file on your computer. If you already have these CDs, please continue using them at this time to enhance the building momentum of light that is occurring through all levels of consciousness. If you do not have the CDs and you're interested in your own physical transformation and in participating in the opportunity to add to the light of the world, please just click on the product section of our website, eraofpeace.org. Please join with me now as we utilize some of these powerful tools. These tools that I'm sharing with you now are available with many other on these CDs. Together we will raise the frequency of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I will state these invocations in the first person so that we will individually experience these activities of light. But know that simultaneously we are invoking the light on behalf of all humanity. Breathe in deeply for a moment and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Breathing in deeply again, and as you exhale, release and let go all of the thoughts of the day that would in any way be distracting you from fulfilling the highest divine intentions of your I Am presence for you and your divine plan through this activity of light. Know that you are enveloped in an invincible force field of divine light and protection that prevents anything that is not of the light from interfering with this moment, and that you now are joining in consciousness with thousands of light workers all over the world who are collectively creating a magnificent chalice of light that is enveloping the entire planet Earth. And as we join in consciousness, invoking this light for ourselves individually, we are collectively adding this activity of light to the I Am presence for every man, woman, and child on the planet. And as we are lifted up, all life is being lifted up with us. Feel this light that we are invoking this sacred and holy day being projected into the core of purity in every atomic and subatomic particle of life on this planet through the divinity of your heart flame. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. I breathe in deeply, and as I do, I go within to the divinity of my heart flame. From this focus of light, I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and I am one with all life evolving on this sweet earth. The illusion of separation is no more, and I realize that I am interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent with every part of life on this planet. With this inner knowing, I now decree to the precious electrons, the atomic and subatomic particles of life that comprise every facet of life on this earth. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I am. And through the full power of the threefold flame pulsating in my heart, I speak directly to the intelligence within every electron of precious life energy existing in my earthly bodies, my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and the earthly bodies of every soul evolving on this planet, as well as the earthly bodies of beloved Mother Earth. Blessed electrons, through the power of God, I am. I command that the flame of purity in the central core of your being now expand, expand, and expand continuously and permanently. Through the power of God, I am. I direct this crystalline white flame of purity to now remove any shadows that are cloaking the electrons within my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Remove any shadows that are cloaking the electrons within the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of every man, woman, and child on earth. And remove the shadows cloaking the remaining electrons existing in the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata, the bodies of beloved Mother Earth. O sacred flame of purity, cast these shadows into the violet flame and transmute every rate of vibration which is discordant and vibrating at a frequency less than the immaculate concept of God's infinite perfection. Transmute now every rate of vibration that is causing any form of limitation or pain or suffering in my life or in the world. As this flame of purity quickens the vibratory rate of every electron, I see with my mind's eye this cloak of darkness now being cast into the violet flame through every atomic and subatomic particle of life, any shadows created by my past misuse of God's precious gift of life are being instantly transmuted into radiant light. Through the grace of God, I am experiencing this very moment the blazing white light of purity expanding, expanding, and expanding in every electron on earth until anything causing limitation in my life or on the planet can no longer exist. As the power of God, I am, I accept that this purification is being accomplished right here and right now, even as I call, through the most intensified activity of the flame of purity ever known on the physical plane of Earth. I accept that this purification is victoriously accomplished now. I accept and know that the sacred flame of purity will daily and hourly intensify within the core of purity in every electron every time I focus on this activity of light and make this heart call. I am the immaculate concept of my I Am presence, abiding within my fifth dimensional solar light bodies. I am the immaculate concept of my I Am presence, now abiding within the fifth dimensional perfection of my solar light bodies. I am the immaculate concept of my I Am presence, now abiding within the infinite perfection of my fifth dimensional solar light bodies. And I am holding the sacred space until all life on this sweet earth is wholly ascended and free. And so it is, beloved, I am. I now invoke a cosmic dispensation from my Father, Mother, God on behalf of all of these pure, purified, and glorious electrons. And all of the electronic light substance pouring forth from the heart of God through the vehicles of humanity. In the full power and authority of the presence of God, I am. I make this call now to our Father, Mother, God, the celestial giver of all life, and the beloved Holy Spirit. I invoke a cosmic dispensation that through the heart of our Father, Mother, God, no longer may the electronic light substance of the universe be misqualified or imperfectly clothed by the thoughts, word, actions, or feelings of the sons and daughters of God. I invoke a cosmic dispensation wherein the electrons will now be invulnerably charged with purity's flame in action, and passing through humanity's earthly bodies, which are the open doors to the expressions of this precious light in the physical world, the electronic light will remain within an invincible armor of divine love, emitting perfection, but allowing none of the discord of our physical, etheric, mental, or emotional vehicles to change the vibratory action, the color, or the sound of the comforting presence of this electronic light. I now contemplate for a moment what this decree truly means, and I begin to fathom the blessing humanity's heartfelt call to the flame of purity is for the precious electronic light substance pouring forth from the heart of God, anxiously awaiting the opportunity to serve humanity and all life in the physical world of form. I feel the joy and the elation of these precious life forms now flowing forth from the heart of our Mother God and the heart of our Father God. And I realize as never before that I have come to earth to love life free. And I know that through the presence of God, I am anchored in my heart through my concentrated efforts. So I shall. And so it is, beloved, I am. Now, expanding this opportunity of light, I invoke the full power and might of the resurrection flame. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I am. I acknowledge and accept. I am my I Am Presence. I am my I Am Presence. I am my I Am Presence. I am a beloved child of God. I am a beloved child of God. I am a beloved child of God. I am a disciple of the Holy Spirit. I am a disciple of the Holy Spirit. I am a disciple of the Holy Spirit. I am an open door that no one can shut. I am an open door that no one can shut. I am an open door that no one can shut. Through the power of God blazing in every heart flame, I invoke the mighty archangel of the resurrection and all of the legions of light associated with the resurrection flame throughout infinity. Powers of light, come forth now and assist me in flooding the earth and every electron of precious life energy evolving here in the full radiance of the Mother of Pearl resurrection flame. I am a disciple of the Holy Spirit. And I have come to set right the vibratory action of all energy and substance in my world and in all of the world. As a disciple of the Holy Spirit, I am an instrument of God, moving through this world, instantly reestablishing divinity wherever the sacred resurrection flame is applied. I am the flame of resurrection in action. I am the flame of resurrection in action. I am the flame of resurrection in action. The Mother of Pearl resurrection flame is now blazing through me, loving all life free. I now invite, invoke, focus, concentrate, manifest, and sustain the resurrection flame through the core of purity in every electron. I am a director of the resurrection flame, and I am humble before its magnificent presence. I am grateful to unleash its power of love on earth. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in through and around all life with the full power and might of the resurrection flame. In oneness with all life on this planet, and in oneness with the consciousness of the I Am Presence of every evolving soul, I am the cause of this blessing of the resurrection flame. I am the bridge over which it flows. I am its final effects of divinity reestablished on earth. And I am the divine plan, now manifest in the world of form, transmuting into light every electron of energy on this blessed planet. And so it is, as God in action, I am. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes. As I exhale, I gently open my eyes and begin breathing normally. Now I just relax and allow these divine energies to be assimilated for a few moments into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious Heart, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. I am grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of all humanity and all life on this sweet earth. And I am grateful for your selfless service to the light. Please join with us again next week for another global activity that will add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.